You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last month, Transport Minister Simon Bridges announced Auckland will eventually be getting a rail line to its airport. This comes after years of negotiations between local and central government over exactly what would connect the central business district to Auckland Airport. In June last year, Auckland Transport and the New Zealand Transport Agency announced they'd rejected a heavy rail line due to its expected cost of more than $2 billion. Instead, both agencies claimed a light rail line could be built for around half the price and therefore represented better value for money. However, a light rail line will take slightly longer to get from the airport to the city and has a smaller capacity. Critics of the plan have also focused on the time frame for the transition to light rail, which is expected to take 30 years. This sparked criticism from opposition parties and Auckland Mayor Phil Goff, as well as the Public Transport Users Association. I speak with the PTUA's John Reeves and started by asking him what some of the benefits of a rail line to the airport are. Last month, Transport Minister Simon Bridges announced Auckland will eventually be getting a rail line to its airport. This comes after years of negotiations between local and central government over exactly what would connect the central business district to Auckland Airport. In June last year, Auckland Transport and the New Zealand Transport Agency announced they'd rejected a heavy rail line due to its expected cost of more than $2 billion. Instead, both agencies claimed a light rail line could be built for around half the price and therefore represented better value for money. However, a light rail line will take slightly longer to get from the airport to the city and has a smaller capacity. Critics of the plan have also focused on the time frame for the transition to light rail, which is expected to take 30 years. This sparked criticism from opposition parties and Auckland Mayor Phil Goff, as well as the Public Transport Users Association. I speak with the PTUA's John Reeves and started by asking what some of the benefits of a rail line to the airport are.
It's going to provide a gateway for international tourists to Auckland. At present, you know, a lot of tourists actually get a rental car at the airport after arriving here and they drive out of Auckland straight away. So immediately it's going to provide an easy way, easy option for passengers to actually think, hey, let's go and stay a day in Auckland because it's easy to get in there. But it also allow for a lot of the workers out at the airport to get there by public transport, which they can't do at the moment. So it's going to take a lot of people, a lot of vehicles off the roads and onto public transport, which will mean less congestion overall for everyone else.
What's your assessment of the plan timeframe?
Well, there's a couple of things there, really. I always believe if you ever support a 30-year plan, then you're very foolish. Because I first of all say it's 2017 now. Are we implementing any plans this year that were planned 30 years ago? And the answer to that is pretty much no. So I think the timeframe of that has been proposed of 30 years for a light rail service to the airport is absolutely unacceptable. But then when we look at should it be light rail, in fact, the Public Transport Users Association and many other groups support actually a fast rapid transit train to the airport, which could be built far quicker and very simply, and it would use the existing rolling stock we currently have. So it's got many advantages, and I think that's what we need to be looking at more so than the light rail plan.
Getting away from just the specific CBD to the airport, what other major projects, public transport projects, would you like to see implemented?
Well, we certainly do need to get the busway underway on the Northwest Corridor to get a busway built out to Massey. And that's certainly an area of growth that certainly has to happen. We do need to extend the passenger train services to Kumeo and Huapai. That's another that's low-hanging fruit. These sort of things like that are so low-hanging fruit. It's incredible that Auckland Transport doesn't support it. And then you've got the larger things like rail to the North Shore. It's clear that rail to the North Shore will work, and we need to be planning that the next harbour crossing, the third harbour crossing, should be a rail crossing first of all, and then we can see if we need to build another motorway harbour crossing for roads. But it's clear that extending the rail networks are very important. And then finally, out east, we've got the issue with the Amity project. We really need to get the busway service built, or busway built out there to help the eastern area of Auckland actually have access to really fast, reliable, modern-day public transport. A lot of people come into Auckland from the Waikato and the northern Waikato. So So it's absolutely clear right now Auckland Transport should be engaging with Waikato Regional Council and the other councils in that area for implementing a commuter train service from Hamilton, Huntly to Kaupata and Tuakau and Pokeno into Auckland, because there's a lot of traffic on that State Highway 1 and could easily be replaced by just a couple of commuter trains. So we need to be looking beyond our boundaries just in Auckland, because they actually do affect our day-to-day life and congestion in the city here. So there's something there that needs to be considered. It's not just what happens in the city, it's actually what actually is driving problems in our city, and that's external factors.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.